planning. Commissioner McIsaac has his, that might be your foot. No, no, that is your hand. Okay.
I'll try to keep my foot out of my mouth. just quickly, let me say thanks to the staff on putting up the 2021 draft of dates. And this was on our agenda for September. We didn't quite get to it, so I think it's good that we move this forward. There's a lot of other competing meetings out there in 2021 that we need to lock in ours on. I had three comments. So one had to do with the month of May, but I see in the draft here that's on the website now, we do not have a meeting in May. And my comment is that's a good thing. That's been our tradition, at least since I've been around. So I'll just say that's a good thing. The month of December has a commission meeting the weekend before Christmas. And I would suggest that we move that to the first week of the month, the second, third, and fourth, which is where we're at this year. I don't know if that means changing the webinar call in November to a week earlier or not, but I'm focusing mainly on the in-person meetings here. So I think it's trouble for the holidays if we get that close to Christmas. And so that's my suggestion there. And my third one is the month of August here. I see that we've got a meeting the third week of August. This past year, we had it the last day of July and the first day of August, which made it hard to verbalize that we're at our August meeting when one leg of it was on in the month of July. But I think there's a better spread, a couple of reasons why to maybe move that to the 5th, 6th, and 7th of August. There's a better spread between June and September. August is a vacation month for a lot of folks. And so my suggestion is to move that 19th, 20th, 21st meeting to the 5th, 6th, and 7th of August and not have a webinar call on the 6th. So those are my suggestions to the commission, and I think it is good if we could get this finalized here today.
So, Nikki, I assume you'll put out a new schedule for commission review, and then we can adopt that at the appropriate time?
Yes. It doesn't require a formal vote, so you're okay on the emails. Good, too.
Okay. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay. Anything else? Anyone else have any comments about future meeting planning?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Anderson.
Yes, we've talked about the meetings, but in the past, we've always talked about the locations. And of course, we're in a different era as Vice Chair Baker mentioned months ago. She wondered whether we would even have any in-person meetings for the rest of the year. And she was prescient about that. I don't think we're going to have any in-person meetings. And I guess the question is whether or not we should be given any consideration to that going forward.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that's a very good point, Commissioner Anderson. I had thought about that. At this point in time, we don't know when we're going to hear from the governor's office when there's a green light for in-person meetings. I agree with everyone else who has said these Zoom things are inferior to a face-to-face meeting for a lot of reasons. I was going to suggest, why don't we just match up the locations we missed this year, but I think we don't know when that's going to start, and so might be better, I guess I was thinking, to defer the question of locations to whenever the green light comes out that we can do that, to take up that topic at that time.
Any other comments on Commissioner Anderson and Commissioner McIsaac's comments? Okay.
I'm okay with that. It will take some time to get organized for Nikki. But yeah, that's good.
And sometimes the venues in those locations